Verdi's opera Macbeth, his treatment of Shakespeare's play, which the Opera Company of Middlebury will perform in 5 performances, June 3rd through the 11th at Town Hall Theater in Middlebury. And the Opera Company of Middlebury artistic director Douglas Anderson is my guest in this hour as we get a preview with Lady Macbeth, really the spur to Macbeth to...
And it's such an amazing piece because she starts out at – she doesn't have to build up to this. She is there and fully cooked about it right from the downbeat. So the opera just gets out of the – you know, just gets out of the gate in a very, very strong, dramatic way.
Macbeth has already encountered the witches, and they play an important role in this opera play. They provide prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you doing with the witches?
Well – in the first place, we've decided to do a fully mounted period production of this. It's a medieval production with huge sets and costumes coming from places like the Metropolitan Opera and the Covent Garden. But it brings up, you know, it brings up the question is, who are these witches? My problem as a director is I don't believe in witches. I don't believe anybody was ever really a witch. What I didn't want was what I call the Halloween witch, you know, people in pointy hats and long fingernails and large noses sort of sticking their tongues out at the audience. I hate that kind of witch. It doesn't mean anything, and I don't think it resonates with a modern audience. So I started to think of what kind of women are out here living in the woods, and what are they doing here? And it occurred to me that I don't think anybody was ever really a witch, but tens of thousands of women were accused of being witches, and that's an important difference. People who didn't necessarily match up with society or succumb to, you know, normative behavior, but they were off doing their own thing, and somehow, you know, when Shakespeare's writing in 1606, there's a huge witch hunt going on under King James, and, you know, women are getting killed left and
spilled over to Salem, Massachusetts.
So my women are a bunch of women who, for whatever reason, were driven out of society, and I've given them all little backstories, which I won't go into here, but they found each other in the woods, and just having their own society there in the woods away from quote-unquote normal life has given them an unusual power. So when you see them, they might look more like homeless people or bag ladies than they do your traditional long-nosed, long-fingernail witch. And it's made really a fascinating comment, I think, on the piece. And even though it's a period production, it gives it a kind of wonderful up-to-date feeling.
But don't they have a cauldron?
They've got some iron drums that they're mixing something in, and they do, in fact, have magical powers. Some people can foresee the future just because they're incredibly sensitive and understand human nature and sort of have a sense for the way things are going to go. So even though it's a period production in our little hall, which is always very exciting, there's sort of modern twists to it and modern connections that we're trying to make.
We're speaking with Douglas Anderson, who is the artistic director of the Opera Company of Middlebury, which will give 5 fully staged performances with orchestra of Verdi's Macbeth, based, of course, on Shakespeare, June 3rd through the 11th at Town Hall Theater in Middlebury. Get all the details at their website, ocmvermont.org. You can also connect to that through our website, vpr.net/classical. And, of course, you need a chorus for witches.
Yes.
And other functions.
Absolutely.
In this, and you have an orchestra conducted by Maestro Emmanuel Plasson.
Exactly. Newly married.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he was just conducting first in Tokyo and then in Hawaii. And while in Hawaii, he took that opportunity to go to stand on a beach with a bunch of people, a bunch of singers, and get married. And it looks like the most wonderful marriage. And actually, he's just getting back into town today. Our first sing through with the maestros this afternoon.
And he's basing his home. His home is in Vermont now.
Well, he has. He wanted to get out of New York City, and who can blame him? And who can afford it anyway? And so he purchased a home in Middlebury, Vermont. I must say, we don't see him very much. And he also spends a lot of time with his father, Michel Plasson, in the southern France. So, but he does have this foothold here in the States, and we see him 3 or 4 times a year.
And how big an orchestra does he have for this?
We have a 23-piece orchestra and a 20-voice ensemble. And the ensemble is made up of a lot of Vermont singers. We audition in Vermont, and also members of our young artist program. We have a very good and strong young artist program going now.
And the orchestra is mostly Vermonters?
The orchestra is all Vermonters. I think this group of people now, we call it the Opera Company of Middlebury Orchestra, they've been playing together now for some of them over 10 years. And I think Emmanuel has really worked this into, you know, the best band in the state. I think they really are an exceptional group. You know, you asked me earlier, why do this piece? I think one reason to do any Verdi are the great ensemble numbers. He likes to get everybody out on stage and just give them a big sing. And this is a big sing for the chorus. And one of my favorite moments comes at the end of Act One. After Macbeth and Lady Macbeth have killed the king, they have successfully done it, and they went back to bed and tried to act like nothing was wrong. The next morning, Banquo and Macduff get up and wake the king. And so you'll hear Banquo has a little aria right off the bat. Who saying something went wrong last night. I have a bad feeling. The wind was howling, and something went very, very wrong. And they discover that the king has been murdered. Everybody runs on stage, and it's a great, great moment of theater because Lady Macbeth and Macbeth have to run out on stage and say, oh, what happened?
Oh, it's horrible.
The king is dead. It's horrible. It's horrible. Oh, horror, horror, horror.
They did it.
And they have to act their way through this. And I think Lady Macbeth is not at all sure that Macbeth can pull it off. Also on stage are Malcolm, the king's son, who, you know, I came up with an interesting statistic, Walter. Of the 14 kings of Scotland in the 11th century, 10 were assassinated. There's that much upheaval at that time. And so Malcolm is thinking, they're trying to hand him the crown, and he doesn't want it. And Macduff is wondering if this means a full-scale revolution, if everything's going to be upturned. So you have six different people on stage with very, very different thoughts. And behind them, this great chorus, also worrying if this means the beginning of a major revolution. So it's a great piece of political theater, everybody trying to play their role, and it's just glorious music, as you will hear.
I'm speaking with Douglas Anderson, the director of this production, artistic director of the Opera Company of Middlebury, which will give five fully staged with orchestra performances of Verdi's Macbeth, June 3rd through the 11th, at Town Hall Theater in Middlebury, which will resound with that finale to Act
One. What a way to end an act. It's just absolutely thrilling.
I'm Walter Parker, and you can find out more at vpr.net/classical and link to their website, ocmvermont.org. Well, we have a little bit more to hear from Verdi's Macbeth, and this involves a little connection to Italian politics of Verdi's day.
Yeah, he was, of course, a very, very political figure. And there was always a great concern for, well, of course, there was no Italy when he was writing. It was just a scattering of principalities and city-states and foreign interests. And he was played a huge role in the unification of Italy. And there's a strong political dimension in everything he does. And there is in this play as well, when in a brilliant stroke in Act Four, suddenly the stage is full of refugees. It's as if he pulls back the camera and he says, okay, you see all these great ones grabbing for power and lusting for power and killing each other. Let's see what that means to the man on the street. And they're all refugees. And the first time I listened to it, it sort of stopped my heart a little bit because it's right out of our own evening news. I mean, this is happening in Syria. This is happening in Europe. This is happening in Africa. And here are these people left homeless because of the idiocy of their leaders. So it's a beautiful, beautiful number and another big sing for the chorus. They're essentially singing, O patria oppressa, O oppressed country. We can't even cry anymore. The death is all around us all the time. We can't cry anymore. And that is followed then by Macduff's aria. Macbeth has slaughtered his family, and he's come back to seek justice for that.
I'm Walter Parker with Douglas Anderson, who is the director of this production, and he's artistic director of Opera Company of Middlebury, performing Verdi's Macbeth. Five performances, fully staged with orchestra, conducted by Emmanuel Plasson, June 3rd through the 11th at Town Hall Theater in Middlebury. Good luck with the production.
Thank you very much. We're having a great time with it.
And you can find out more at their website, ocmvermont.org, which you can link to through our website if you wish, vpr.net/classical. Just scroll down a bit and you'll see a bit of their poster with Macbeth stenciled on a blood-spattered background. It's like you say, there are not many laughs in Verdi's Macbeth.
No, it makes its point. And there's a lot of death in this.
And good luck with that, Douglas, and thanks for stopping
by. Thanks, Walter. Always a pleasure.